So I guess it's a two-day celebration of food, and included in that we've got food demonstrations, which is something that went down really well last year. So we've got 10 demonstrations over 2 days. We also have live music, and we also have kids' entertainment throughout the 2 days.
And there's going to be a number of events. I see here a Michelin star chef as well. Derry Clark is going to be at it, along with Gary O'Hanlon. There's going to be a number of food stalls as well. What kind of stalls are we talking about?
So I suppose, first of all, on the two chefs, Derry Clark and Gary O'Hanlon, I'm really excited to have those two guys on board. They're helping us to add a bit more credibility to the event and work alongside some of the local chefs that we have inside, the one like Caroline Rush from Sweet Beet and Marlon from Shell's Cafe. But alongside that, our team have been working for about 4 months on getting the food stalls. We're looking at food stalls from Dublin, from Donegal, from Cork, from Galway, traveling from all over the country to be here. And last year the reputation we got was that the crowd was fantastic, it was huge, but also was very well run. So we've had a massive influx of food stalls looking to join us this year.
And the food itself as well, it's local delicacies from around the country, is it?
Yes, I guess we've got everything from Venezuelan to Indian street food, and then we've got a number of local cafes like Pudding Roll, Shell's Cafe, Black Sheep Bakery, Driftwood. But then on top of that, you've got some of the really good food stalls coming from Dublin, like Shaka Poka, Kimitri, and a number of other ones that would do the main food stalls and food festivals around Dublin on a weekly basis. So really excited to get those over west for the first time.